KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds and 72. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, June 21st. News sponsored by Riley Rivas II for District Judge, First National Bank and Trust in Johnson's Cranes. Should be a nice day today, high about 94 this afternoon. A former educator and preacher who was accused of molesting a little girl learns of his punishment. The story is part of today's Cool News.
Grady and Caddo County voters have an opportunity to elect our next district judge. And Ryland Rivas II has all the qualities we want in a judge. Ryland has experience as an educator, an assistant DA in Caddo County, currently has a private law practice in Chickasha, and is a federal prosecutor for the BIA. Ryland Rivas II for district judge. It just makes sense.
Hi, this is Ryland Rivas II. I will be proud and honored to serve the citizens of Caddo and Grady counties, and I would appreciate your vote for district judge on June 26th.
Paid for by Ryland Rivas for district judge 2018.
He pleaded no contest to several charges of lewd acts with a child. Now, former school administrator and retired preacher Jody Hilliard will be going to prison. A Stevens County judge sentenced Hilliard to 25 years, with 18 of those years suspended, which means Hilliard will spend 7 years behind bars. He's 73 right now, meaning he won't be eligible for parole until he's 80. Hilliard was an administrator at Ninnakaw Schools a number of years ago, and then he spent 25 years as a preacher in Duncan. He pleaded no contest to 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child, accused of molesting a 10-year-old girl back in 2015. A Chickasha woman hospitalized after her pickup runs off a rain-slick highway and hits a utility pole. 36-year-old Lindy Lou Douglas suffered head, arm, leg, and internal injuries in yesterday's crash. She's in serious condition today in an Oklahoma City hospital. The accident happened about 8:30 yesterday morning, about a mile west of the U.S. Highway 81 and 277 intersection in Ninnakaw. The state trooper investigating reports Douglas was eastbound on the highway when she lost control of the truck, and after she hit the utility pole, she was thrown out of the passenger side door of the truck. A Minko mother hoping her son's missing service dog can be found soon. Delana Johnson said her 14-year-old son Dylan suffers from seizures and that his 4-year-old Rottweiler named Loki has gone missing. Johnson said she took Dylan to West Virginia last week to visit his dad, but left Loki behind with a dog sitter. When Johnson came back, the sitter said Loki had run away. Now, Johnson has her suspicions on whether that's actually true and thinks that Loki may have been sold, but there are also reports that Loki might have been dumped out in the country. Now, Dylan won't be home until July the 1st and doesn't know that Loki is missing, so Johnson is hoping that anyone with information can help out. You're asked to call Minko Police Department if you have information. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
One of the state's most wanted fugitives back in custody, Ryland Miller, had been arrested for drug trafficking and distribution out of Stevens County, was caught in the Lawton area yesterday. He was wanted for a parole violation. He was arrested back in 2000 following an investigation that originated with the Duncan Police Department. He pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and was sentenced to 30 years in prison. It's not clear when he was paroled. Miller was booked into the Comanche County Jail and is on hold for the Department of Corrections. Early voting underway today ahead of next Tuesday's primary election. In-person absentee ballots may be cast at local county election board offices. The ballot does feature many statewide races like governor and lieutenant governor. There are some local races as well, including some for state House of Representatives and state Senate in some areas. Checking some county elections in Grady County and Caddo County, 3 candidates running for a district judge, including Corey Kirkland and Ryland Rivas II of Chickasha and Doug Carroll of Tuttle. Kirkland serving that post right now after being appointed last year. Also, in Grady County, Democrats in The South Region in District 3 have three county commissioner candidates to choose from. Incumbent Ralph Beard is being challenged by Jeffrey Kramer and Lee Dorman. In District 1 in the north part of Grady County, Republicans have three county commissioner candidates to choose from. Incumbent Wendell Hardy being challenged by Michael Walker and Billy Clapper. Now, in Caddo County, Democrats will choose a candidate for assessor as incumbent Edward Whitworth is being challenged by Kelly K. Ratzliff. The winner will go on to face a Republican challenger in November. In-person absentee voting available until 6 o'clock today, 8 to 6 tomorrow, and even on Saturday from 9 to 2 again at your local county election board. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange higher yesterday to $66.22 a barrel, while London-based Brent crude was down to $74.74. Natural gas was up to $2.96 per million BTU. Gold at $1,265 and silver $16.28. Our weather forecast calling for some sunshine today and hot temps about 94 this afternoon. Right now, after a morning low of 68, we're at 72 downtown Chickasha and 0.2 of an inch of rain yesterday. Cool 105.5 Sports next.
You remember Bill and Lynette Johnson and their son Jimmy? They've been around here a long time, and their business has been around almost as long as they have. Well, they wanted to slow down a bit, so they recently sold the record portion of their business. But Johnson's Cranes is still here and still offers the same dependable service that made Johnson's a household name for the past 60 years. When you need a crane to get the job done, call Johnson's right here in Grady County at 224-2802. Johnson's Cranes. They're still here and can still handle the job.
In sports, more hardware for USAO softball coach Jaden Wallace, as she was named the NAIA National Coach of the Year. She led the Drovers to the team's first ever national championship. The Drovers 57-5 this year and went undefeated through their postseason, at least in the national tournament. They won three games at their opening round in Dodge City, Kansas, then four straight at the National Championship Series in Florida. Wallace was also named the Sooner Athletic Conference Coach of the Year. A local restaurant to host a fundraiser for the Drover softball team Monday night, A&E Grill, will donate a portion of their proceeds to the team. That fundraiser Monday from 5 to 8 p.m. A couple of former Drover baseball players were part of the Class A All-Star game this week for Major League Baseball. Yariel Gonzalez and Rafael Pena were part of the West team for the Midwest League All-Star game in Lansing, Michigan. Gonzalez plays for the Peoria, Illinois Chiefs, batting .301 with 31 RBI in 60 games so far this year. He plays infield and outfield for the Chiefs, which are affiliated with the St. Louis Cardinals. Pena was both a player and a coach for the Drovers and right now a coach for Quad City, Illinois, the Bandits, which are affiliated with the Houston Astros. West lost to East, though, this week, 3-2 in 10 innings. Former OU basketball standout Trae Young will be a member of the NBA sometime tonight. The only question is whether Young is going to be a top 10 draft pick tonight. Some have Young to be going as high as the number 8 pick. He was the first player in NCAA history to lead the nation to both scoring and assists in his only season as a Sooner this past year. At the College World Series in Omaha, one Big 12 team remaining, but they can't lose another game if they hope to win a title. Texas Tech losing to Arkansas 7-4 in a bracket semifinal game yesterday. The Red Raiders will now go on to face Florida in an elimination game tonight. That winner will go on to face the Razorbacks tomorrow. And Oregon State stays alive at the College World Series with an 11-6 win in a rematch over North Carolina. The Tar Heels have defeated Oregon State in the first game of the series last weekend. North Carolina now eliminated, and Oregon State advances to play Mississippi State in that bracket final. Oklahoma City Dodgers opening up a four-game series at Omaha tonight. They were off yesterday. The entire league was off yesterday, as a matter of fact. The Dodgers lead their division by 5 games over Colorado Springs. They lead Omaha by 9.5 games. Dodgers are 41-26. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by Johnson's Cranes, First National Bank and Trust, and Rylan Rivas II for District Judge.